A new Rasmussen survey out this week asked respondents their views on pre-employment drug testing. This week's survey comes after news reports cited a tightening labor market and looser marijuana laws in some states, connecting those things to a decline of pre-employment drug tests. The upshot of the survey, though, of 1,000 American adults, 61% said they think drug testing should be required of applicants for all or most jobs. We're talking about employee drug testing on The Morning Show, where we've come and the economics of it all. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Jeremy Kidd is an associate professor of law at Mercer University School of Law. He's written a paper on the economics of workplace drug testing. Jeremy, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, the question here is, are we seeing a real trend here, or are we seeing an actual shift away by companies on drug testing, or are these companies that we've been hearing in the news isolated instances?
Well, I think with the trend in public opinion and culture towards kind of a more lax attitude regarding drug use, I think this has to be a trend. Some employers probably drug test because they have, you know, moral qualms about drug use, but I think most do it for a variety of other reasons, most of which change, most of those reasons change as the culture changes. So I think we're seeing a trend.
How did drug testing employees come about in America?
Well, we've had the capacity for a while, but I think it really picked up steam when the federal government declared a war on drugs and mandated employee drug testing for certain types of jobs. And then once you have a big cultural groundswell against the use of drugs, again, for a whole host of reasons, then employers need to show that they're a team player, that they share the values of the community, which at the time was clamoring for efforts to reduce drug use. So I think employers have to do it in order to avoid kind of running afoul of the local and the state and then sometimes national, depending on the scope of their company, those cultural trends.
So we saw a peak going on perhaps in the 1990s?
It seems like that's the case. Part of the problem is that most of the data that we have regarding employee drug testing is just surveys. And depending on who's done the survey and the methodology and who they ask and how they ask, the numbers have fluctuated. So it's really difficult to tell what any peak would be. But it does seem to be that way, that in kind of the 80s into the 90s, when the Just Say No movement was at its peak and cultural pressures against drug use were at their peak, that's when we saw employers being most fastidious about drug testing.
What are the cultural pressures and the legal pressures in play today as we look at pre-employment drug testing?
So the cultural pressures are reducing, obviously. If you sell, depending on where you're based and where what your customer base is, you're selling some product, some service to the public. And if the public, whatever your little subset of the public is that you're catering to in your business, if they dislike drug testing, then it makes it more difficult for you to officially say, I don't care whether my employees smoke marijuana. But because there are larger and larger and more frequent pockets of society that say, we don't care either, then that frees up the employer to say, I don't care whether my employees smoke. So that's the cultural trend, how the cultural trends impact the decisions of employers. As far as legal, that one's trickier, right? Because you have the federal government, especially under this administration, being far more particular about maintaining at least the impression of we are going to take a strong stand on drug use and we're going to enforce the federal drug laws, which should, I think, legitimately make employers a little bit nervous, where they're in, even if they're in states like Colorado and the other states that are moving towards full legalization of recreational marijuana.
And right now we're at 9 states and Washington, D.C., is that right? That have some form of legalization?
Right. I think that's correct. I mean, Colorado's the poster child for this is how, full legalization, we don't care anymore. We just want it legal so that we can tax it and regulate it. But, you know, in other states, right, you see the movement towards medical marijuana, and you see and all of those trends, you know, from a legal perspective, setting aside the cultural trends for a second, from a legal perspective, you know, you face less and less pushback from state government officials. And what, you know, in some cases, you wouldn't receive any pushback because there is no state law against use of marijuana. So you don't have to signal, if you're an employer, you don't have to signal that you are, you know, a team player with the government, and you don't want to, you know, so that you don't get in trouble. But you've got those two, you know, the old biblical adage about serving two masters. This is probably why, because an employer who has to worry about both enforcement at the state level and enforcement at the federal level is put in somewhat of a bind. They know they can that the state is okay with their employees using drugs. They don't have to worry about state arrests. They don't have to worry about the state government cracking down on them or maybe not giving them government contracts. You know. But you still have to worry about being a team player with federal efforts. And so employers are faced with a mixed bag when it comes to the legal landscape.
Jeremy Kidd is with us. He's an associate professor of law at Mercer University School of Law. He's been writing on workplace drug testing, how it's evolved, where it's headed. You can join the conversation at 800-642-1234. With this perceived growing acceptance and legalization of marijuana, are you in favor or against employee drug testing? What about at your work? Have you seen employee drug testing ebb or flow, go away, come on more strongly? Join in the conversation, 800-642-1234. You can tweet us at WPR Mornings. Jeremy, how much does it cost an employer to drug test an applicant? What is the cost of the company?
So in terms of specific monetary costs, the last figures I've seen is somewhere between $20 to $30 for a drug test. And so that's how much they pay out of pocket if they want to send, you know, have if you'll excuse the expression, they want an employee to pee in a cup and then send it off to find out whether or not they've been smoking marijuana. There are obviously indirect costs, which is you'd really like to have the ideal employee working for you. But if that ideal employee smokes marijuana, then at least in the past, you couldn't because you had drug testing and you'd catch them and you'd eliminate them from the pool of potential hires. So that's a cost we often don't think about, but that's a significant cost to an employer, having being unable to hire the person you'd really like to hire because they happen to smoke marijuana in their free time.
And we're seeing these headlines out in this tight economy, tight job market, very competitive, that they want to eliminate barriers to getting the right employee, the best employee. Would drug testing be a barrier, do you think?
Well, I think so. I mean, if you imagine, just to throw out some numbers off the top of my head, but if you imagine an employer who is looking to hire, you know, 5 new computer programmers, and you'd love to have, what you want is an extremely large set of people to choose from. You want an incredibly large hiring pool so that you can have the best possibility, the highest probability of, being able to pick out those 5 ideal candidates. But especially in a society where cultural trends are what they are, that you expect that there is a significant number of any applicant pool that are going to have used marijuana sometime in the not infrequent past. So if you drug test all of them, those people are going to be removed from the pool, and we wanted to get the 5 ideal candidates out of, say, 10,000. If a third of your pool has smoked marijuana in the last week, then you have, 5 out of 6,667, right? So your probability of getting the best candidate possible decreases simply by eliminating people from the applicant pool. So anything you do during that application process that reduces applications is bad for an employer unless those reductions are directly tied to the skills needed for the job. And I think most employers would say, we don't care whether or not our employees smoke marijuana. It doesn't affect their job performance. In some fields, it might actually improve it if people if you want people to just calm down just a little bit, right? You might want something. You might want them to be able to have something in their lives that takes the edge off so they don't burn out as quickly.
Not surprising that companies located in states where marijuana has been legalized are leading the charge to back off drug testing new and current employees. Talking about the future of drug testing in America, the economics, the societal attitudes, the business climate for it, Mercer University School of Law Associate Professor Jeremy Kidd stays with us. He's been writing about the economics of employment drug testing. Getting your thoughts as well at 800-642-1234. Do you think employers should loosen or strengthen their drug policies? Are you in a position where you provide a regular urine sample? What's your reaction? What is your company's stance? Call in, tweet us, WPR Mornings. We'll get back to the conversation after a news update right here on the Ideas Network. We learned this week that the drug testing and urine analysis company Ameritox, that's based in Baltimore, is closing two of its labs, laying off more than 200 employees. Not sure if there's any connection to the economy of drug testing there, which is actually this conversation this hour on the morning show, but certainly an interesting development. Jeremy Kidd stays with us. He's an associate professor of law at Mercer University School of Law. He's been writing about the trends in employee drug testing. Gathering your insights as well at 800-642-1234. Have you ever failed a drug test and was denied a position? How did it impact you? If you're an employer, how would you feel if your company did away with drug testing job applicants? Call in or email ideas at WPR.org. Let's lead off with Steve joining us from Sun Prairie. Good morning, Steve.
Morning. Thank you for taking my call. I work for an employer, a mid-sized employer in Wisconsin, and I've had to not hire people because they failed our drug test. So I'm in charge of risk management at our company, and I've been working with our insurance company to eliminate that as a requirement. Part of the problem is that from a liability standpoint, the insurance companies really don't want to eliminate that as a requirement, partly because of the fact that you can't tell if the person, when's the last time they ingested the marijuana or pot, if there's an accident, there could be some negligence on the part of the employee or employer, at least according to the insurance company. And then additionally, on the health insurance side, there's a concern from them that the loss ratios will go up because of the treatments and things that people who take drugs may have. So as a result, our costs would go up if we eliminated that as a requirement.
Steve, thanks for the call. Let's get Jeremy to respond to that risk management and insurance factoring in here.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, employers get sued all the time for the actions of their employees. And so almost every employer is going to have some form of insurance to mitigate the risk of that happening. And insurers don't want to be on the hook if someone is impaired by the use of drugs and injures somebody else and they're subject to a multi-million dollar lawsuit. And so one of the difficulties you'll have is that insurers are likely to say no to the, they're likely to decline to insure a company that is willing to say we don't care if our employees use drugs. Hopefully over time, if we begin to understand exactly how long what the level of impairment is for different drugs and how long that impairment lasts, insurance companies will be a little bit more comfortable making something other than just a blanket yes or no decision, right? So they'll modify the rates slightly, but it won't be we refuse to insure you or your insurance rates are going to go through the roof if you stop drug testing.
Steve, thanks. Let's go to Daryl now in Germantown. Hi, Daryl.
Yes, hi.
Good morning. Go ahead.
Good morning. Yes, I wanted to say that I think it's very important to leave drug testing as a requirement because it comes to the responsibility of a prospective employee to step up. And if you want a job somewhere, you're obligated to assume the responsibility of being on the job and not drug impaired or creating potential risk hazards to the other employees on the job. I think if you want to work for a company, you need to step up and be responsible. And if there's a requirement to take a drug screening test, do it. If you want to work, be responsible.
Daryl, thank you so much for the call. Jeremy, what is your response?
Well, I think he's right that if you're going to work at it, you're going to be hired to work, you need to take on the responsibilities of that job, which means you come to work capable of doing your job without putting anyone else at risk. I think he's absolutely correct. What I think might be worth considering, however, is that it's not entirely clear that using certain types of drugs. Now, clearly, heavy opioid use is probably going to be far more impairing than someone who smoked one marijuana cigarette 3 days before, right? On Friday night, comes to work Monday morning. But the markers for marijuana use will still be in their system, could still show up in a drug test and lead to that employee losing their job, because they smoked over the weekend, even if they're not impaired. So I agree with the caller. But I think that we sometimes overgeneralize in terms of what the actual impairment is. And I think it would be at least useful to consider whether or not we need more information, more data about level of impairment, severity of impairment, and duration of impairment before we make decisions like this.
Let's go to David in Richland Center with thoughts. David, go ahead.
Hi, Kate. Listen, I'm crazy about you. I've missed Joy, but you've come. You really filled it in. So
aww,
thank you.
Thank you, David. Go ahead.
Well, here's the situation. I have been all over the place. I mean, we don't need any more Big Brother kinds of things in the forefront. However, I do agree with the previous caller when he said that responsibility and you're putting other people in jeopardy, so forth and so on. And I certainly respect that. I say let's drug test everybody. Let's start from Walker all the way down. I mean, I'll be quite frank. I've done all kinds of drugs, and I've done them with people that you wouldn't want me saying over the radio. And so let's touch everybody. Let's drug test everybody.
David, thanks. Jeremy, what about blanket drug testing?
So personally, I agree with the caller. I'm not in favor of more Big Brother either. The one interesting possibility with what the caller suggests is that would give us real data about as I was talking about before, the length, the severity of the impairment for different drugs. I'm not recommending this, if we did, right, we would have all the data we would need. We would see when people use drugs. We would know what their level of impairment was afterwards, and we'd have pretty good data. Whether it's worth the cost of the intrusion into our privacy to get that data, that's probably where I would say no. But it does have some interesting academic possibilities.
David, thanks for listening. Let's go to Barry in Spooner. Hi, Barry.
Yes, a lot of what I was going to say was already mentioned, but I did want to say that this discussion solely around marijuana really omits the idea of what the drug test is about, because there's more than just marijuana as a drug. So, and then two, there's no breathalyzer, as people have mentioned, determine whether somebody's under the influence or not. And until that happens, there's zero tolerance is the only thing you can accept. And then, as the other discussions have gone on, it's a private employer doing it. They're looking for something. It's the same as a background check. So can we not do background checks either?
Barry, thank you so much. It's a gray area here, Jeremy Kidd, and trying to figure out where you draw the line is difficult.
Well, and I should be clear I'm not arguing for any particular policy, but I think the question, and I agree with the caller, this is a private business. They should be free to do whatever they want. In fact, to the extent that there is a mandate regarding drug tests, it's actually a positive mandate that in certain circumstances, state and federal governments mandate drug tests. But if the company, I guess the answer to the caller is if the company is free to do what they want and that company chooses not to, say, do a background check, or that company chooses not to engage in employee drug testing, I normally presume, my default is that I presume that the company is doing that because they've considered all the factors and they've decided that that is what is best for them. And I'd like to leave them with that opportunity, but that's my personal preference.
We're going to be joined by a Wisconsin lawmaker here in a few minutes, proposing a bill that would prevent employers from drug testing for THC, the chemical in marijuana. What is your reaction to that?
I think that actually will be something that employers will appreciate, because I think that most employers would rather not ask the question. I mean, to raise a specter from the past, right, the don't ask, don't tell. I think employers would love for that to be the official policy, that they're not allowed to ask, so they can't know. Because, again, I think most employers realize that drug testing, to the extent that it's related to their workers' productivity, which is what they mostly care about, it's very minor. And so I think most employers would rather not have that be something that excludes otherwise valuable potential employees from their applicant pool. Because of cultural trends, because of federal government pressures, getting government contracts and the like, most employers might feel like they have to at least formally say, we care whether our employees use drugs. But in the boardrooms where no one else is watching, I think a lot of them would prefer to be able to say publicly, we don't care, so that then they would get a much higher and much broader applicant pool. If you impose the law that says you cannot drug test, I think that frees up a lot of employers who can then place the blame, any cultural blame, any societal blame that they might take for voluntarily making that declaration. Then it's the government forcing them, you can't see my fingers, I'm doing scare quotes, right? Forcing them to stop drug testing, which is what they've wanted, I think a lot of them at least, all along.
Well, Jeremy, thank you so much for joining us.
It's been great. Thank you for having me.
Jeremy Kidd is an associate professor of law at Mercer University School of Law. Now let's bring in Democratic Representative David Bowen from Milwaukee. He is the ranking Democrat on the Assembly Corrections Committee and recently proposed a bill that would prevent employers from drug testing for marijuana. His bill would remove THC, the main chemical in marijuana, from employer drug tests in an effort to get more people into Wisconsin's workforce. Representative Bowen, welcome back to the program.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me on.
Well, tell us about where this bill is coming from for you. Why did you decide to take the steps to write this bill?
Absolutely. So it's very clear that in the current legislative session, we have a lot of folks that are uncomfortable with having a conversation about legalization or medical marijuana. And what we want to do is not even have that conversation. We believe that's a conversation for the future. But right now, we have so many individuals that actually are being harmed trying to get jobs in the workforce, and we want to make sure that those individuals don't get discriminated against, don't get in a position where it's harder for them to find jobs, because people are, one, traveling to states where it's legal to consume THC, and they are partaking in that. And then they come back to the state of Wisconsin, not inebriated in any way, and can continue to do their jobs, and they're losing their jobs. They're also in positions where they are testing for employment. It's the first test they've taken. Some people have never even touched THC or marijuana in any way, and their tests are still coming back positive, which is very weird, right? But you also have folks that they've consumed marijuana months ago, but it still comes up in their drug tests. And what we're saying is, right now, we don't treat alcohol the same. If you have a few beers a few days ago, it doesn't come up in a drug test. And no company believes that you are inebriated a few days ago and it stops you from getting that job. And we have a number of jobs that need to be filled. We're preventing folks from having access to employment in our workforce, and I think it's a really important issue. But we can talk about the impact that it has on people.
But the fact of the matter, as you mentioned, is that marijuana is not legal in Wisconsin, and this perhaps is a slippery slope. So how do you broach this? Because Wisconsin is not where Colorado is.
Yeah, but I think a really good point is the fact that when jobs and employers are looking for workers, we have drug tests that are measuring if they've consumed a number of different substances, but THC proof can go back much, much, much longer than any other drug they test for. And what we're saying is it doesn't prove that that person is not qualified for that job if they have consumed THC months and months ago, weeks and weeks ago. It just makes no sense. The purpose of the drug test should be to test them in that short time frame, and a lot of folks are being stopped from getting jobs because they have tested positive on drug tests, and THC is being found in their system, not in the short term, but in the long term, and that should no way stop them from having jobs, access to jobs in our workforce.
Representative Bowen, explain for us the nuts and bolts of your bill. What does it do exactly?
Yeah, so some of the differences that you'll see, and it's the first bill of its kind in the country, where we are basically targeting THC specifically. We are saying employers, one of the substances you should not drug test for is THC. And THC can be used in a number of different ways. Everybody knows that it can be used in marijuana, but there are a number of individuals that are now partaking in THC for cancer, the effects of the medical treatments, and to avoid the
side effects.
Side effects. That's the word I'm looking for. Thank you so much. The side effects from the treatment from cancer and so many other things. They're not smoking marijuana, but they're using THC because it's in a different form. We're saying THC itself should not be the thing that you have to drug test for on that first test. But we also have some balance in our bill, which says, look, if the federal government wants to ensure that there is a drug test for every substance in a job that is connected to heavy machinery or certain industries, and the federal government says that you have to do it, we're not going to get in the way. You should still test for all of those substances.
So what kind of reception has your bill had as you pass it around?
I think we've been getting a really good reception. Clearly, when we put the bill out, we were able to connect with hundreds of thousands of people because it really sounds like it's a bill focused on people. We're talking about making sure that we are protecting jobs and getting people access to the workforce. I think it's something that a lot of people can relate to. And stories started flooding into our office of individuals who have lost jobs from positive THC tests. And it was very clear that they weren't inebriated in the short term in any time for their jobs. But people have lost income. They've lost jobs. It has stopped individuals from getting jobs. And it really is a touchy situation for individuals that want to continue to support their family. They also want to continue to live their lives and not be discriminated against because they have consumed THC in much, much outside of the scope that drug test is testing for.
Representative David Bowen of Milwaukee is with us. He authored a bill that argues that people who have participated in the legal consumption of THC, that's a chemical in marijuana, while in other states should not be discriminated against when applying for a job here in Wisconsin. You can join in the discussion, 800-642-1234. Have you gone through pre-employment drug testing? Do you undergo regular testing where you work? What is that process like? And do you agree with it? 800-642-1234. We'll be back after a news update. Democratic Representative David Bowen stays with us for this conversation on drug testing in the workplace. He's authored a bill that would remove THC from drug tests. He says many of the tests employers are using are able to pick up trace amounts of THC that's left behind in a person's body from months before. talking about the legislation and what the future looks like for employer drug testing here in Wisconsin, gathering your insights along the way at 800-642-1234. Lots of calls on this. Let's start off with David joining us from Sparta. Hi, David.
Hi. My question is, how would this bill interact with healthcare professionals as compared to fast food or service industry workers?
Good question. Representative Bowen?
No worries. I think that's a very good question. What we believe is that there are a number of industries that the federal government will say that you cannot have any flexibility for what you can drug test for. And it's very possible. I'd have to look deeper at that full list that the federal government has. But the list of health professionals on that list is possible that it could stop a number of health professionals from do the same.
Certainly, a heavy machinery operation would pose more risks, and employers could be held liable for injuries. And so there are insurance and risk management implications here.
And there also, I should very much clarify this, in a situation where something goes wrong, it doesn't stop an employer from testing that individual to see if they were inebriated in that moment for all substances. That is a completely different scenario. But what we're saying is it shouldn't stop anyone from being hired initially. You'll be able to see all the great qualifications that candidate has without preventing them from getting a job if they have consumed THC a while ago from getting access to that job.
Let's go to Sam in Madison. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning. I want to thank the representative for his leadership on this issue. There is a subset of our population, myself included, who are THC users, not for even recreational reasons, but for medical reasons on the side. Personally, mine is related to ulcerative colitis, which is on the inflammatory bowel disease spectrum. 50% or more of patients see relief because of all the cannabinoid receptors in the GI tract that are... The THC is very potent and inflammatory, and I've personally been able to get off all of my other medications. And so it's sort of like I equate it to like an asthmatic taking a breathing treatment three times a week to open up the lungs. This actually allows us to be better employees, less sick days needed, more productive work hours. Sadly, we have to do it in secret. The states where it's legal now, all those people are very lucky. They can do it openly and share the effects. So I just want to thank the representative for his leadership on this and just let everybody know that there are a lot of us out there using it, not even for recreation. I use it as a last chance medication, and it's worked great, and we're going to continue to do it. Your job action.
Sam, thank you for sharing your story. Representative Bowen, what do you make of that, the medicinal aspect there?
Absolutely. It's so interesting. 5 years ago, the New York Times reported on a story of a woman who was fired from her job after testing positive for painkillers that her doctor described. And even on the subject of the legal drugs that are being given access to individuals, they're clearly still being affected by these drug tests. I think we just need to be very careful of why we were so focused on drug testing employers from the beginning and tying that to their value to that work. And what we're seeing is that there are 30 to 50 million drug tests that happen per year, costing $1.5 billion. And what we're saying is right now we need folks in the workforce, and let's not tie a drug test for employment to, in all situations, to an individual and the skills and the great things that they can bring to the work of that role. So there are so many individuals that are impacted by this. It's stopping them from applying from jobs. It's stopping individuals from being able to keep their jobs in a number of cases because really haven't done anything wrong,
especially if they're not inebriated in the moment. Like I said before, we don't test alcohol and treat it the same way if you've had a number of beers much before that test.
Let's go to Nate in Eau Claire with reaction. Nate, hi.
Hi. My comment as an employer is, if somebody's willing to break the law on Friday night for their own benefit, I don't trust them not to break the law Monday morning when they come back to work. So as long as marijuana is illegal in Wisconsin, I don't see it as a reasonable thing to take off the drug testing list. The other comment is, a sometime Democrat, I wish we could come up with something better than marijuana, gay rights, and illegal aliens to run on. I mean, I would just like to see us have something different to champion rather than trying to make a illegal drug legal. What's going to keep my employee from breaking law in another way that they think is okay if they don't follow the law when they're on their own time?
Representative Bowen.
Well, I think I'm concerned about the fact that we're only I think the caller was saying, focusing on certain topics or subjects. This really is a jobs bill, and I really want folks to understand that even if you are an employer and you don't want employees that are inebriated in the moments that you need them working, we completely agree with you. What we're saying is that we need to ensure that we're not stopping individuals from having access to the workforce initially. And I know that some folks are not ready for a legalization conversation. That's fine. Can we at least protect individuals to have access to their jobs, have access to the workforce? And for the many times that individuals end up testing positive for certain substances when they've never consumed those substances, it's a real problem, and we really want employers to pay attention to this because it's affecting a lot of folks.
Oh, Nate might be even edging closer to this question. Does your proposal eliminate one of the consequences for breaking the law?
Absolutely not. Because the interesting part about this is that as time progresses and we've seen other states move in the direction of either legalizing marijuana or even medical marijuana, much more states around the state of Wisconsin are going to move in that direction at some point. And what's to say that somebody hasn't gone to a place where it is legal to partake in consuming THC and they come back? And when they come back, they're not inebriated or out of their mind in any way. They are completely normal, the same way that those employers have gone to social events. They've partaken in legal alcohol and beer, and they come back to work not inebriated in any way, and they're ready to get back to work and do their jobs. What we're saying is, what's going to prevent us from discriminating against the fact that folks will travel to those places and come back to the state of Wisconsin completely normal, but we'll be able to see if we are still heavily drug testing folks on THC. We'll see that it's in their system from weeks ago, and why should not we protect those individuals who did follow the law?
Let's go to Steve in Menominee Falls. Hi, Steve.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just want to say that, number one, I think marijuana should be legalized. I don't think it's a bad drug. But I don't think it's stopping people from getting a job. I mean, you know, if you're looking for a job, you don't have to light that pipe up. You got 30 days. Figure it out. Knock it off. I belong to a union. We have, well over 2,500 members. And in order to get into the union, we have mandatory drug tests. And then we have randoms throughout our career. And I just think that it's not a big deal. I mean, we all know we can't smoke. We can't smoke pot. I think that if they're going to legalize it, though, they should also figure out a way to test it better so they know, if I come to work with a 0.01 or 0.02 of alcohol because I was out last night, I don't lose my job. But if I smoke pot on Friday, I will, yeah. I won't lose my job, but I've got to go in for counseling. I think they ought to fix that. It's like a double standard there, but... And as far as medical marijuana, medical permission, I believe strongly in that. However, they've got to definitely impose stricter rules on that. I know a number of people from out of state that, I have my medical marijuana card, so I can smoke. Well, there's nothing wrong with them, but doctors, you know, there are doctors out there that will sign anything.
Steve?
So
Yeah, Steve, you've brought up a number of points here. I want to allow Representative Bowen to respond.
Yeah, thank you so much, Steve. I think you, one of your mistakes is that you said just stop partaking in THC for 30 days. And we know from the tests that we have, especially with hair sample drug tests, you can find traces of THC in somebody's system months from when that test was taken. So it's definitely different now. And I really get back to why we are so focused on drug testing to test if people are able to do their jobs. And I understand, right, with heavy machinery, with a number of different industries, that you need folks to be alert and they can't make mistakes in those industries. We get that. But in the time when they are applying, it should not stop them from being able to have access to the job. But even after that, let's allow employers to do the testing that they need be. But we're stopping so many individuals from having access to a number of industries and careers by this initial testing. And it doesn't even get into the amount of problems that we have from folks that have done everything right, and they're trying to get access to these jobs, and their tests still come back positive because they've either taken legal prescribed drugs that their doctors have given them, or sometimes tests just come back positive, and you really can't figure out why. But individuals still have not really taken part of those substances. So we need to fix this problem, and I think it's something that it connects to a lot of folks. And we want to protect our employers so that they have workers who are not inebriated in those short instances, but we know for a fact that upon applying for those jobs, individuals are very much capable and they're willing to work. We just need to make sure that we get them to the community without deterring them in the first place.
Representative Bowen, thanks for making time for us.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Representative David Bowen is a Democratic representative from Milwaukee and the ranking Democrat on the Assembly Corrections Committee. He recently proposed a bill that would prevent employers from drug testing for marijuana. This hour of the morning show was produced by Niaja Ellison. Michael Deringer provided technical direction. Michelle Johnson is executive producer. I'm Kate Archer-Kent, and this conversation comes to you on the Ideas Network.